Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Can you imagine a sheriff coming to your door, knocking on the door? You're wondering what in the world is going on, and you find out that the sheriff is there because of your seven-year-old son. What happened to your son? Why is the sheriff visiting because of your son? What did he do? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, if you were there and you got a knock on the door, obviously it's intimidating to have a sheriff there. You're wondering what's going on. Why am I getting this visit from the law enforcement?
That would be pretty scary.
And it's about a seven-year-old boy that's your son. And what did he do? Well,
did he
He's
hurt somebody?
Passing out Bible verses to friends at school during lunch.
Wow, that's a real crime, huh? To call the sheriff. I mean, this is just the craziness of this whole situation. To call the sheriff because a little boy is wanting to share Bible verses with his friends who are asking for them.
Yeah, Christina Zavala, his mom, would tuck a little lunch together and put inside of it a little Bible verse to encourage your son.
Every day she would
having,
do that. Yeah.
He's having lunch.
Yeah.
Just a nice inspirational note, and then would give him a nice Bible story. In one case, it was about Joseph. Mm-hmm. Nice story. He could read that. And guess what? While he's eating his lunch, his sandwich, he pulls out this little scripture or this little story. And a girl or a boy sitting at the same table says, what are you reading? He goes, well, let me share it with you. That's what he
did. She actually kind of took it from him.
Yeah, she took it. And then she says to her teacher, this is the most beautiful story I've ever read.
The story of Joseph.
It's about Joseph.
So
that
sweet.
Lecture of church and state then comes up.
Oh.
They attack this little boy. Bring him to tears, right? I mean, he's crying, he's embarrassed, he's humiliated. They say, you can't do this. Separation of church and state, that nonsensical phrase that the Supreme Court has turned on its head, separation of church and state, found nowhere in the Constitution. So then they promptly violate the state, if you will. School officials violate his First Amendment rights. So the state interferes in the free exercise of religion and in the affairs of the church, the body of Christ, this young boy, humiliate him. And then if that's not enough, somebody at the school, they're embarrassed, they're humiliated, they've been outed here as anti-Christian bigots at Desert Rose Elementary School. So they are denying that they had anything to do with this. So then there's a knock at the door and the Gestapo is standing there at the door, the sheriff. Just unbelievable, man.
Yeah, and the sheriff in this case, I know some people have taken pot shots at the sheriff. The sheriff was just executing a request from the school. The sheriff actually, to our knowledge, is a believer and did not want to be a part of this. But he's going out there because the school calls him, and he goes to the door, and he knocks on the door, and the parents come there. They want to know what's going on. Well, I've been asked to come here because your son's been passing out this scripture verses and these stories. He can't do it anymore. He's going to be disciplined if you do. That's the sheriff. You know, what happens here is after this girl reads this story about Joseph, and it's a beautiful story. In fact, you know, Joseph, if you look at it, it's a great story that Child Evangelism Fellowship uses. Joseph had all the reason in the world to take revenge on his brothers. His brothers wanted to kill him. They wanted to get rid of him. He was kind of like a pet, so to speak, among the family, and they didn't like it. So they not only wanted to kill him, but they let him be traded, and then they lied to their father. And then Joseph becomes this big leader in Egypt, and he brings him to a banquet. He could have just destroyed him, but instead he weeps, and he forgives them. And in Genesis chapter 50, he says, What was intended for evil, God turned around for good. What you intended for evil, God turned it around for good. He put Joseph in a place of authority to be able to save his people, and that came out of a tragedy, and he forgives. So this is what the little girl is talking about. This is the most, she says, beautiful story I've ever seen. She tells her teacher that.
And you can see the other student, he had like 15 other students clamoring for these verses as well. Like you could just picture like little fish just waiting to get a piece of bread, and they're just clamoring, I want one too.
Yeah, so what happens is he has one just for himself.
Yeah.
And then some other people want to read it, but they want to keep it because they want to be able to keep it and remember it or read it. So then the mom says, well, I'll make you a duplicate. And then the mom makes him a triplicate. And then it's just the kid asking for more. So the kid then passes them out to those kids who want
it. Just keep multiplying.
They love it.
Yeah.
And then the teacher gets up and he gives a lecture about, well, this is separation of church and state. You can't have these notes. And the only thing you can do is give this out after school, after the bell, at the front entrance to the school. And then the principal comes online, Melanie Pagliaro. She approached Mr. Zavala and she said, you can't have Caleb hand out these notes. It can only be done on a public sidewalk, far from the exit of the school, off school property. The family, when they got that directive from the principal, immediately replied, and then they contacted Liberty Council after the deputy sheriff knocked on the door.
Right, but they did comply. They did go up to the front of the gate to do this. I mean, they comply with what was being asked, but it was still ridiculous. She's sending the sheriff.
Unbelievable. And isn't it ironic that this, you know, they're talking about the story of Joseph and forgiveness and also how God used that for good. So now this is being used for good to educate people, to get the message out that people can stand for their faith, take a stand for truth. But Harry Mihet, Chief Litigation Counsel at Liberty Council, he's quoted, he said, this is a clear, gross violation of the rights of a child. Students do not check their constitutional rights at the schoolhouse gate. If students are permitted to pass out Valentine or birthday cards at school or to talk about Superman and Captain America at lunch, they cannot be prohibited from sharing Bible verses and discussing their faith during their free, non-instructional time. And that is a fact.
Yeah, the deputy sheriff conveyed the message from the school that, well, somebody might be offended. Mm. Well, the fact is these students were asking for it on their own.
They were begging for the scriptures.
That they were begging for it. They should be acknowledging and saying, this is a great thing that this parent, Christina, and her husband are doing. And Caleb, it's a great thing that you're doing, encouraging your fellow classmates. No one, frankly, complained. Not a single person complained. Not a single student. Not a single person complained. It was just the school. And they engaged the law enforcement on this case. Well, this case is still ongoing, by the way. You've read about it in the news. Liberty Council is still involved. We're not going to let the school off the hook. Now they're trying to slip away. Well, I don't know who called the sheriff, but you remember the song,
Who called the sheriff? Yeah.
The sheriff didn't just decide, hey, I'm going to go visit the seven-year-old, and tell him stop, because the sheriff wouldn't even know about it. Right. The sheriff school authorities to do this.
Would that be accessible as a public record as to who called this in?
Oh, yeah. We'll find out who called the sheriff, and we'll hold them accountable, and we won't let them get away with this, and they will have to backtrack, and this little boy will be able to bring his Bible verses and his stories and have his lunch and enjoy his lunch and be able to pass them out to those who want it just like he was in the past.
And, that's all they're asking for. I mean, this is a sweet family who follows Jesus. The little boy knows Jesus personally. He wants to share his faith. But these kids are also seeing a light in him that they are clamoring for. So they're not out for any publicity or to cause any problems, but they just want to be able to, share the gospel. And when that is his right to do that.
Yeah, it's definitely his right to do it. You know, there's a lot of good young people in our communities, and we need to stand with them and stand with those families, because this is absolutely outrageous that a sheriff would be called on a seven-year-old for passing out Bible verses. I mean, goodness, the founding fathers would have a heart attack over something like this. We need to stand for our freedom and our faith. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Sign up for our Liberty Alert email. Go down to the bottom of the front page of lc.org, and you can sign up for the Liberty Alert. You can also sign up for many of our other emails, because we have a number of them. Activist emails that allow you to get involved and sign petitions and make your voice heard. Liberty Council Action Grassroots, Liberty Council Grassroots Action as well. Those are two separate ones. One is for Liberty Counsel. One is for our 501c4 issue advocacy organization, Liberty Relief International, to help our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world, and also Christians in Defense of Israel. That's our newest email that we launched. If you want to be able to be a part of and support Israel, join Christians in Defense of Israel. It's a ministry of Liberty Counsel. Visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. You can also call us at 800-671-1776. That phone number, 800-671-1776. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.